light is not at this point dispelling all the clouds, but the light is manifesting for those that are looking for it. And it's important because this is what our faith is. Our faith is not just believing for things, but it's a focus on the light in the midst of the darkness. I think the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is going to challenge God's people wherever they are to not try to hide from the darkness or pretend that there are no clouds out there, or to yell and scream and pray and say, God, make the clouds go away, prove yourself to us. But there's going to be a submission and such a faith that's focused on Jesus Christ that says, in the midst of my enemies, thou hast prepared a table for me. I'm going to live in and look at the light. What's going to ultimately happen, we all know. We know how the book ends here, don't we? Light will totally dispel darkness. A new age will be born where God's kingdom will reign over all his creation. But right now, there are people that are called by God to be in the gap, to not be frightened by the clouds, to not hide from the clouds, be like the watchman on the wall, in that prophetic level, seeing the light and understanding what the light is to mean to God's people now. Let's talk about faith. There's a balance between that sense of immediacy with faith. If you read the book of Mark, you find over and over again, I like the way it's expressed, that Jesus immediately did this, he immediately did that. There's a quality of faith that it's not, Lord, someday I hope this happens. But it's a belief that right now, Lord, as I believe and speak, I believe for you to immediately do it. Now, generally you find people focusing more on this side of faith the younger they are in walking with God. It's kind of like you come into this and everything's alive and God can do everything. He's going to do it right now. You talk to people that have been on the path a while, and maybe they have more difficulty with this because they've been through a lot of heartache. They've had a lot of prayers answered and they've seen a lot of prayers not answered. And the problem we can have in this is because of disappointments, and a lot of our disappointments are because of our own false expectations. It's not God's problem. We think that God's going to do everything that's in our mind. He never said that. And people will say, well, I believe God can move, but I don't know about right now. And instead of having real and valid faith, it's more a hope for what God can do in the future. This side of faith needs to be very active in us. This is the faith in what God can do. A faith in his provision, a faith in his word. There is a very definite sense of immediacy with this. When our brother Leonard prays for a healing, we're not saying, hope in 20, 30 years this guy's okay. Right at this moment, we believe in God's power to heal Jesse's life. That's important to have in our hearts. The other side that we need to have is the patience of faith, or the faith that becomes faithfulness. This is the faith that we walk in, that tests us. The faith that becomes fire in our life. This is the faith that I think we all struggle with because we are tormented still by time in our human state. And we can't put a time on this. It's in God's hands, and all you can do is walk in it. This is a faith that's not based on what God can do. It's based on who God is. The faith that requires patience in your life, that requires you to be faithful, is based on a relationship with God and who he is to you. We need both. As we're looking to the light, this is the faith that's being perfected in us. Both sides, both faces. Some examples, look at the book of Noah, the person of Noah, excuse me. How many years did he prepare building that ark? A lot more than we're going to be around on this planet. That's the faith that requires patience. Noah, day after day, following what God spoke to his heart to do. How long did it take God to flood the earth? That was relatively quick. God says, get in the boat you built. you and your people, everybody get in, because it's going to happen. And all of a sudden, the whole world was changed. Abraham, God spoke to him promises that he would not even see in his lifetime. Look at the stars, Abraham. Look at the sand. So shall your seed be. Abraham learned patience, believing in things that were afar off, and he had to walk in that faith. But I'll tell you what, when God required Abraham to put Isaac on the altar, that was a rather quick work. Abraham, I want you to do this. It wasn't months and years agonizing over I'll have to face this. It was, go do it. And God moved immediately when the angel came and said, no, do not harm him. Moses, we see the immediacy of faith when he stood facing the Red Sea, and the Egyptians were coming up and ready to kill the Israelites. God moved immediately and parted the sea. Throughout the wilderness, the manna from heaven, the water out of the rock, God moved in ways that was very immediate, right now. But how about all the years that Moses spent in the desert in preparation for God to call him back to his people to lead him out of Egypt? How about all the years in the wilderness before they were able to go in the promised land? That's the faith that became patience. Joshua, the Battle of Jericho. Another example how this works for us. Walls that had to come down. The city was walled, it needed to be penetrated. They patiently walked around that city for 1 week. And then with one shout, those walls fell. That's how God is in us. That's how faith operates. We faithfully, day in and day out, are tested, following the voice of the Lord. And then in one shout, things change. Elijah and Elisha, both of them performed miracles. Immediately, this person was healed. Immediately, this and that happened. But also, there were little periods of time where they just were tested. Elijah training Elisha, that was a period of time where faith was operating, but it wasn't the moment-to-moment miracles. But Elisha was being prepared for that double portion that would come and fall on him on that mantle immediately. Jesus with the disciples. Jesus walked in healing people and delivering people. Immediate miracles. Loaves and fishes multiplying to feed the multitudes. Yet he patiently worked in faith with his disciples for 3.5 years, preparing them for that moment in time on the day of Pentecost when the Spirit would fall and a new age would begin. You see the balance. We need to have that balance and not go to one extreme or the other. To go to an extreme and say, well, I walk by faith and someday things will happen. Without that immediacy of faith in your heart that God can change anything, it leaves you without real joy, doesn't it? Someday becomes just a hopeful desire instead of, I know it's going to happen. And when you have that moment-to-moment faith, even when you're looking long range, there's that knowing in your heart, God's going to do his word. The other side of the coin, when we live on the side of God's got to do it right now, and that's all we want, we're resistant to God working things in our heart, the testing that faith brings. We like to be in control. God, you've got to do it every time I ask you to do it. Well, even Jesus didn't heal every sick person that was alive at that time. You know that? He didn't deliver every oppressed person. He didn't come for that reason. He came to redeem everybody by going to the cross. And I think sometimes in our immaturity, when we're demanding from God, it's got to be right now. We were all part of a group where everything had to be right now. And there was real faith in that. But there also was some ego involved with that. There was a need to control. It's like, it's got to be right now. We're telling God, I need to be in charge here, God. I'm using faith to get you to do what I'm asking you to do. Well, that's not how faith operates. Faith operates because God is in charge and we're his servants. We're surrendered to him. Let's look at one. We're going to take one verse on the immediacy of faith and a whole bunch of them on the patience of faith. I don't know why that happened to me when these verses came to me. I think I struggle more with the patience side of it. That's a word I don't even like to voice out loud. So painful. Turn with me to the book of Luke, chapter 17. Verse 5, the apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if you had faith like a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Now Jesus here is talking about the immediacy of faith. His response is very interesting. The disciples are approaching it from a place of, Lord, if we just had more of this in our lives, we could do what you're doing. So just increase the amount. And Jesus is not talking about the quantity, he's talking about the quality. Because in another place you read about the mustard seed, and the mustard seed was the smallest of all seeds. It became the biggest when it grew. So as we struggle, and this is a good way to know if you're struggling with your own soul and flesh trying to work something up. When we look at our faith level, most of us see it's not quite enough. And we don't see things happening. We don't see the miracles we believe should be happening. We think, well, I'm just a quart low here. And a lot of religious striving can go into trying to beef up the faith in your heart, somehow make it grow up to the, instead of a quart, you have a gallon. That's not what God is after. That's why Jesus kind of confronted this, and he was coming from a whole different place. He said, listen, I'm telling you, you want to increase your faith, and I'm telling you, it's like a mustard seed, smallest of all seeds. It's not how much, as far as you define how much in human terms. It's whose faith is it? When we talk about the immediacy of faith, we're not talking about our performance. If we're praying for someone, it's not that we have to pray a certain way. Well, maybe if I say more words, God will do it. Isn't that kind of human thinking? We don't see the results, we just try to put in more effort. No. Immediate miracles that come from the hand of God come through that seed of faith like the mustard seed. It's that quality of faith that is God. It's not a human quality. It does not improve with our striving, with our performance, with our trying to be positive, with our eloquence. Paul said, I did not come to you with enticing words of man's wisdom. I came to you like this little mustard seed, the demonstration and power of the Holy Spirit. So when we look for the immediacy of faith and God doing things, let's look to the quality. God give us faith like a mustard seed, so that we're not looking into our own flesh, our own humanity, our own strength, our own resources to make something happen. In a mustard seed, you say, God, I'm humbled. There's nothing that I can add to this equation. Let it just be that spark that's from you, that spark of faith. And if it's from God, it can do anything. Then when you're doing that, when we pray, you can believe every time you pray for someone. You can believe for that instant miracle. Because you're not trying to generate the faith in your own strength. You're drawing on that gift of faith you have in Jesus Christ. Now, as far as the process of faith, this is the faith that tests us. In Habakkuk chapter 2, it says, the righteous will live by faith. Those that walk by the Spirit, they'll make their home in faith. This is faith that becomes a process in us. This is faith that turns into faithfulness in our life. By it, we learn to be faithful in a living relationship with God. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 and 5. Now, how we struggle with this faith is we look at faith, if we only define it as faith needs to accomplish purposes. I have faith so something can happen. Then when faith becomes that process where God is dealing and changing our hearts, we don't see anything happening. We don't see goals being met, and we get frustrated by it. But faith is the means by which we can walk in the Spirit, and God can do His work in us. He can create the relationship with us He wants us to have. He can bring the changes and the transformation to our life that we need. Paul says in verse 4, "For indeed he was crucified because of weakness, yet he lives because of the power of God. For we also are weak in him, yet we shall live with him because of the power of God directed toward you. Test yourselves to see if you are in the faith." What does it mean to be in the faith? It means accepting that we are weak in him. We shall live with him because of the power of God. We are weak, yet he is strong. What does it mean to be in the faith, where this faith becomes patience? It means that you come to a point where you accept your weakness. And you stop trying to beef yourself up with some religious spirit and trying to make yourself appear strong. But you accept the fact that if God's power is going to be in you, you're not going to be able to exalt yourself or feel arrogant about your life. You're not going to be able to parade around with some form of self-righteousness. If God's power is living in you, then you're going to have to come to grips with human weakness. Paul, the mighty apostle, doing all these miracles, great man of God, we have this image of him on some pedestal. He tore that pedestal down over and over again in his epistles. Look at me, the least of the apostles. Look how he talks about his persecutions. He talks about the kind of life he led. He was humbled all the way along the line. Why? Because in that weakness, God's power was perfected. This is what it means to test yourself to see if you're in the faith. Are you willing to live with human weakness so that God's power can be manifest in and through your life? Excuse me. The book of James, chapter 1. Verse 3. Well, we can read verse 2. That's always a good one. "Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance." That word is very close to patience. Another word that's difficult to accept as far as it working in our lives. The definition is easy. The reality of it in our lives is not that easy. "Let endurance have its perfect result, that you may be perfect, complete, lacking in nothing." Testing of faith. What is the testing? Human weakness. Our flesh versus God's power working in us. We're tested. Last week I talked about the fire of God. This is all the testing of faith. When we surrender to that, when we accept that, that face of faith, what does it produce in us? Endurance. What does endurance produce? Being complete in Him. Verse in Hebrews 11 says, talking about Moses, "By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is unseen." This process of faith, where we become faithful to God, this patience, this endurance, allows us to see the unseen. Isn't that the description of faith? "Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." Everybody says, I just want to see God. But this side of faith, as we let it have its work in our hearts, allows us, because of the endurance that's worked in us, not the endurance we try to work up. There's a big difference. The endurance that is a result of God's faith being a fire in our life and testing us, and our saying yes to God when we go through this. That endurance produces a quality of perception where we can see the unseen. And you know what? Hebrews 12:2 says, "Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author perfecter of faith. Jesus Christ began this process of faith. He is the quality of immediate faith, to believe God for miracles. He is the quality of that patient faith, where we allow God to deal and test in our lives, that we develop in Him and we grow in Him. And as we allow this to happen, we're able, says, fixing our eyes on Jesus, you're looking to the light, a capacity is opened up in you by that faith to see Jesus Christ, to see Him who is unseen to the human eye. We don't necessarily need to be more mystical, or of course that always helps. I certainly think we need to use more of the gifts of the Spirit, the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom. More visions, more dreams, that's a part of the end time pouring out of His Spirit. But to see Jesus, to see the unseen, is a result of that faith working in our lives, the endurance that comes into our life, the faithfulness that becomes a reality within us. How do we balance these two sides? How do we balance that prayer that we cry out to God and say, God, I know You can do it now. And throughout the world, there are miracles taking place. God is moving by His Spirit. Things are happening immediately, as they did the days that Jesus walked the earth. And yet, do we also see with that the precious work God is doing in people's hearts? The day-to-day life that isn't exciting and glamorous, when all the miracles are not happening, and you just feel that fire burning within you. Don't be discouraged. You're learning patience, you're learning endurance, you're learning faithfulness. You're out of that, you'll be able to see Him who is unseen. And that faith will have His perfect work in you. That may be unseen right now. The world's not looking for that. The Christian world, they want to know what's happening. Talk about the fire of God. We're all going through it, but that's not what people want to hear. That's not how you bring people into church. You bring them into church, you say, we've got healings going on. We have miracles. But I'll tell you, the greatest miracle of all will be the hearts that God is able to work in. And as that work is complete, Jesus Christ will be seen throughout this world, greater than any healing, any miracle, any other manifestation of power. People will see the Lord for who He really is through the lives that have been surrendered to Him. Amen. Let's stand. I asked, how do we accomplish the balance? I know I can answer for myself. I can't. In my flesh, in my humanity, I can't, and I have such tremendous hope right now because I realize that He's not asking me to. All we have to do is say yes to Him. So, Lord, we say yes to You.
Yes.
We want the two faces of faith. We want the balance.
Yes. Hallelujah.
The power that brings immediate results, and the path of faith that we walk all our lives that brings about Your complete work in our lives, that we can see You. Lord, we say yes to being a part of that remnant that are in the gap right now. As so much is dying in the darkness of this age, there's light shining through. And we're here to stand in the light and to herald to the world the light of Jesus Christ that is coming to manifest on this earthly plane. But the only way we can stand is by Your faith within us. The only way we can walk is not by our own self-righteousness or by our own strength. We can only walk by the faith that You've put in our hearts. We say thank You this morning. So be it according to Your word and will in our lives. Amen. Yes, yes.
About the thing of holding both the immediacy and the patience. Daniel, I've heard this said, and it probably was written somewhere by somebody famous, but that we should live our lives as if we have all the rest of our years, but live each day as if it is our last.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of the way this immediacy thing and patience work too, is that, as an example, I was thinking of my son since I brought him up earlier. For a long time, I just kept telling the Lord the promises that I feel are in the Bible for our family to believe for him. And it was faith, but it was more a hopeful faith. Because I could see his mindset. But not too long ago, maybe only a couple of months ago, God gave me the revelation that he is going to save him, but he's going to reach him through his heart. He's going to bypass his mind and reach him through his heart. And my faith has now become that faith that's the assurance of things I hope for. And so in relating this kind of thing, every day I think, Lord, it could be today. And there's an immediacy. And yet there's a patience to know it could be a long time in the future. But you hold them both there because it could be right now. But if it isn't, you know, we keep going on. And
yeah,
so,
good.
I don't always do things these
days. It's good.
I don't always follow what I'm saying, but I believe it.
That's good.
You know, it's always a hard issue. It's always a hard issue.
Yeah.
It's not a matter of what we think with our mind or all the facts that are out here. As you said, you know, God has to meet every one of us by the heart,
mm-hmm.
by the Spirit. So. So good to share that. Thank you.
Amen. Yes. I might just add one more thing. We all struggle with this. You know, and you look at this balance, it's not really humanly possible because it defies our human logic. This thing of opposites. God is so good at that.
Well, you want me to be immediate or do you want me to be patient? God says, by my Spirit, you'll be both. Isn't that the way it is? Do you want me to be humble or do you want me to be strong in your authority? God says, when you're humble, I'll exalt you. So we want to choose one or the other. That's the human way. God says in the Spirit, they both fit together in balance. So can we do this? No. That's where you say, God, only you can work this balance in us. So be it. It's God's good pleasure to do his work in us. He just wants us to look up and say, Lord, I can't do it. You can. Let's go. Surrender to him. Amen. Bless you.